Okay, have you got a wine, Emma?
No, I don't, actually. And I feel like that's a mistake. Can I just grab one real quick? Okay.
This is it. I think this is the first adult toy megastore podcast. Woo-hoo! Yet to be named podcast. So before we talk about that, I'll introduce myself. I'm Emily Wright. I have no qualifications except that I'm a sex toy enthusiast, and I feel very strongly in support of women reclaiming their bodies and sexualities and proudly seeking and getting orgasms. So that's me. Yeah. Emma, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah. So I'm Emma. I guess my only qualifications is working at Adult Toy Megastore for so damn long. I've worked there for about 5 years and learned a lot of things that I would never know otherwise. Also a sex toy enthusiast, live, laugh, love them, can't get enough. Got a delivery from work today that I will be opening straight after this podcast. Yes. So very exciting.
And you also have a bit of a nickname at work, don't you? Is it one I gave you?
I'm not even going to talk about that. That's
so Emma's nickname, because I'm going to talk about it, is the Queen of Anal. So she is the one that we shop in to talk about anal every time we need to.
I need a jacket made with that on the back, because that's probably my shining moment in my life, getting that nickname.
Yeah. And so basically anal's going to be one of the things we talk about down the line, but what we're going to do in this podcast is really kind of demystify not just sex toys, but like really sort of unpack sexual desire and what it means, sexuality, and especially women's sexuality. And we're going to do everything we can to talk, kind of open up about things and talk about things that maybe people don't usually talk about. That's the hope, really. We are very extremely grateful to our employer, Adult Toy Megastore, because they have given us the space and support to do this. So shout out to Adult Toy Megastore. We are in lockdown just like you, so we are coming from our individual bubbles together. We are not together right now. So if the sound quality is a bit dicey, please be gentle with us, because we've been trying to do
long.
This all
4:30 on a Friday. We're finally recording, yeah, after a day of just technical disasters.
So wherever you are listening, you will be able to order on Adult Toy Megastore. Just look it up. If you're in Aussie, it's .com.au. If you're in New Zealand, it's .co.nz. .com for Canada and US.
And .co.uk for our little UK lovers out there.
Yeah, so just Adult Toy Megastore dot wherever you are. So we're gonna talk about toys each week. The other thing, yes, we're gonna do is answer your questions. So we would really love it if you chucked us an email at emily@adulttoymegastore.co.nz, and we will answer all of your questions. And shall we talk about the name?
We're gonna
Emma,
have to.
Shall we talk about why we don't have a name?
Yeah, it's hard.
So what are some of the options we've had?
Pillow Talk. That was kind of the first one that came up. Under the Covers.
A lot of people have podcasts called Under the Covers, don't they?
Yeah. This is the problem. All the good names are
Did you
are
know
gone.
There's even one called Sex with Emily? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yeah.
She's very good, actually.
Yeah, she is. But I think she's taking your name there.
Yeah, yeah. In Bed.
I like In Bed,
in bed
too,
with,
actually.
We both liked. But Megan Mullally and Nick, yeah, Offerman have that. So that feels very much like we can't love those two. Can't possibly cut their grass.
What is this about? Have you ever heard it?
It's just interviews with people on their, like, digital bed. So it's right. Not actually about sex. So I don't know. Maybe you're listening and you feel like we can use In Bed With.
Yeah.
But I reckon we could offer up a prize, right? If somebody can come up with a name for us.
If If you give us an amazing name, we will give you an amazing prize.
Yeah, if you give us let's give the new Satisfyer Wonder Woman.
Ooh.
Yeah, because that's that toy can be used for any gender. And so it's a good one. And I've got it myself. It was in my pack of goodies that I got last week to help me through isolation.
And
essentials, yep. And it's a really great toy.
Like, don't you? You've just put up the review on the site, too.
I have put it up on the site.
I did have a read of that.
I'm not a big fan of wands, to be honest.
Yeah, but you really dived off the end with a doxy.
Yeah. So the first wand I ever got was a doxy, plug in the wall doxy, and those things are powerful.
Yeah, they are crazy. But if you haven't tried any kind of wand before, it's probably gonna.
Don't get a doxy.
It's gonna kill you.
I still haven't used the doxy.
Haven't you?
I've used it on my back lots of times, but it was just too powerful. So I actually gave it to Sophie at work. So she's got it. But I quite like the Satisfyer wand, I have to tell you.
It's light. Yeah,
and it's got that, I mean, just purely from an aesthetic It's very pretty.
Super pretty.
And I think, you know, I rave about the Satisfyer brand a lot. Mm. Like, but the reason why I love it is because you know it's going to be 100% waterproof.
Yes,
and you know
exactly.
It's going to be USB chargeable. Yeah. And sometimes I buy different ranges and I'm like, oh no, it's got batteries.
Oh my God, there is nothing worse, eh? I know.
Or, oh no, it's not waterproof. Yeah. But...
and of course you find that out after the fact.
Yeah, it shows how much... things have changed that now you're annoyed if your vibrator has batteries or if it's not waterproof, you know.
If I have something that's battery operated now, I'm like, what am I doing with this? Why am I wasting my time?
Yeah, exactly. So I like that it doesn't have a cord or anything like that. It's quite easy to use. I've been using it on my back a lot.
Yes.
And neck and shoulders, but I have been using it for its intended purpose, and
I do recommend it.
It's a great toy, and it is well priced, really.
How much is it?
$99, which I think is pretty good for
good.
A powerful wand,
especially for one that's rechargeable as well. That's pretty amazing.
And waterproof, yeah. Because if it's not waterproof, I'm not really interested. Because the only place in my house that has a lock. You know this.
Yes, I do know the bathroom
at my house, so I have to be in the shower to hide the sound of my toys.
Yeah. That is the absolute opposite of me. I never, ever, ever use anything in the bath or the shower. I don't know what it is. If I'm in the shower, it's not going to work. It's just never going to work for me. I need to be like limbs out on the bed. Like, very specific rules.
And since I've talked about the wand, what is your favourite toy this week? What toy have you used the most this week then?
Oh, do you know what? I've actually been on my Zoomio buzz again.
Oh.
The little wee Zoomio. It's a weird one, but I really love it. When I first got it, it was too powerful for me and it just didn't feel nice at all. It was really confusing. And I was like, do you know what? Give it another shot. And now I'm like, yes, I love it. It's so much fun. And it's so strong. And I didn't think that I was into something that strong. But now I'm like, ooh, am I going to be a power queen soon? Am I moving up in the world?
So for our listeners, first we'll say what power queen means, which is
true.
A woman who likes a lot of vibration, like strong, intense vibration.
Really rumbly vibrations.
Yeah.
If you've got a buzzy toy, it's not going to cut it for you if you're a power queen.
It has to be like deep rumbly vibrations. And for our audience, can you talk about a bit more about the Zoomio? Is it a wand? Is it a vibrator?
Yes.
Is it a lay-on?
So it's a strange looking little thing. It is a vibrator, I guess, but it actually uses a very, very fast motion that goes around and around and around in a circle. So the tip of it is super tiny. It has a tiny little end, which is called a stylus. And it's literally like, I don't know, like not even a centimeter in width. And you can either use the very, very tip of it for super, super precise stimulation, or the stylus is actually quite long, so you can rest it on its side so that it's slightly less intense and it kind of lets all of the power touch a bit of a wider area, so it doesn't feel like so intense on the clitoris. And I can't even use it directly on the clitoris, like, it's too much. I have to use it down against the side, and that feels really good. But you have to Google it, because honestly, even describing it, I'm like, that doesn't really sound like anything, and it definitely doesn't sound appealing. But it is amazing, and if you like something that's really strong, and if you're into super precise stimulation, then it's going to be amazing.
That actually does sound freaking incredible.
It's pretty cool. It really does.
I'm just looking now, so that I can actually tell people where to get it. So, I see it now.
Yes. It's hard to explain, right? It doesn't look like any other sex toy.
If you look on the Adult Toy Megastore website, and we'll include links, but it's Zumio. And is it the Caress? Zumio Caress?
I've got both.
Oh my gosh.
So the Caress is my preference because it is a little bit softer. So the tip of the Caress is actually made from silicone, whereas the original one, which I think is the X, is plastic. So it's quite hard, it's quite firm. And the silicone end just absorbs a little bit of that stimulation, so it doesn't feel like so intense against your clit.
Wow, I have never... See, the world of sex toys, it surprises me every day. I know a lot, but I do not know anything.
There's always something.
Because I've never seen a toy like this before.
It's very hard to explain to an audience
what it looks like, so we will include a link.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
But, girl, it's also $371. But obviously worth it. And the interesting thing is the first review on it says, best clit toy I have purchased to date.
Yes. See? And the reviews, if you were looking at reviews online as well, people fucking love it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's the interesting thing with toys, isn't it? That I quite like that. The two toys that we've talked about today have been satisfied as a very entry-level brand, don't you think?
Like, yeah, it definitely
$99
is.
$99 for a wand, that will last you a really long time, that wand. Mm. And it will give you a definite idea of whether or not you like a wand or not. But if you're a power queen spending $300 on a doxy or something, that's going to be totally worth it for you if you know you love wands, you know?
Yeah, and if you feel like you need that power as well, then the $100 one might not do it for you.
For clitoral stimulation, you know, like, you might start with a $33 Satisfyer lay-on and eventually realise, actually, I'm more Satisfyer Pro kind of girl. That's like $49 or whatever. But if you realise you like pinpoint direct clitoral pressure, you learn through those $49 toys and then can work your way up to like a $370 toy.
That's definitely not a toy that you buy
first off the
your
block.
First toy. Yeah. I think you might be absolutely terrified. It's like the Doxy. I think that the Doxy and the Zumio and not for our lovely beginners.
Yeah,
okay.
It was too much for me. Because our wonderful boss, Nicola, who we're definitely going to have on the show, once we get down to level 3 or so and we can drop mics around. But Nicola gave me the Doxy when I started, along with a bunch of other things. And, But we do always take it on tour, don't we, Emma? We take it on tour and we plug it in and let people see how powerful.
Exactly. I love watching people's faces when they just turn it on. And even just holding it in their hand, they're like, whoa!
Yeah.
And every reaction is the same.
It's so good. And while we're talking about the wand, and you know, we'll do an episode on wands because people love wands, but the Wanda has such an awesome history when it comes to women's sexuality, you know, like with Betty Dodson running sessions where she had a bunch of wands plugged in and women all around in a circle with towels over them, and then they would use the wand on top of the towels and bring them, so she would help bring them to orgasm for the first time.
What a bonding experience.
But yeah, we're going to talk about all of these things in the coming episodes. We're going to talk about, you know, we're not going to shy away from controversial stuff like the G-spot reel. And we're not going to, and sugarcoat things. We're going to have real open discussions about the ethics of our pleasure and sexuality, all those things, how we can kind of free ourselves from the idea that we can't seek sexual pleasure, because I'm guessing most of our listeners will be women. But so I'm really excited.
Me too.
I think it's going to be great, and we will give a wand away to anybody who comes up with a name for our podcast.
We need help.
Yeah. So just let us know what you think the name should be. And if we pick your name, we'll send you out a Satisfyer Wonder wand. Yeah. Ooh, you can have the same wand that I have, which is the purple one. Don't worry, it'll be a new wand. I'm gonna keep my wand, and you can.
Emily will send you her very own Satisfyer wand. Lucky you.
And remember that Adult Toy Megastore is open right now. All of us are working from home, but we are excited to take your orders and make sure that your things are sent out through our distributor, which has authority to be sending things out. Grab your condoms, grab your lube, and grab some toys. Right.
That's the only way to live right now, I reckon.
Yeah.
It's essential stuff, guys.
Essential. Yeah. So we are going to love you and leave you and hope that you enjoyed this very short first episode. Our goal is to keep things short because we know people have lots that they're doing right now. We're working from home as well. So we're feeling like quite busy too, and we're hoping this can be like a little snack for you, like
a little reprieve
from life. So thanks Adult Toy Megastore, thanks to you for listening, and thanks Emma.
Hey, anytime.
And we will see you really soon. All right. Yay. happy days, lovers.